I think it begins by looking at Jesus. And when we see that Jesus was looking to the joy set before him, we say we are looking at Jesus, and as part of that, we are looking at the joy set before us.
Yes.
And I think the great promise of Scripture, that picture that Jesus painted in one of his parables, where the servant comes before the master, and of course, we're the servants, he's the master, and one day we will stand before him. And what will it be like to hear those words from Jesus, King of Kings, "Well done, my good yes. and faithful servant. Enter into your master's happiness." Not bring your happiness with you and work yourself up into that happiness,
yeah.
but enter into my happiness, a happiness that preceded the creation of the world, that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have enjoyed from eternity past. We invite you into our happiness, and we don't have to wait until we die to enter into the joy of our Lord. We can enter into it daily by gazing upon Jesus.
That's right.
And that's the goal of your new book, Face to Face with Jesus, right?
Right. And that's why I wrote the book, is because who's more important to me than anyone else? I love my wife with all my heart. She's easily second place. But first place is Jesus. And I love her more and I love her better because I love Jesus first.
Yeah.
And I think this is what we have to remind ourselves of. Jesus is the primary. Everyone and everything else is secondary. If we take time to gaze upon the primary, it will filter down to the secondary so that then everyone we see around us, we see through the eyes of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we go, well, I don't have time to spend in Scripture. I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to meditate on Jesus because I've got to go do this thing. And maybe this thing is my kids' sports or school or something with my spouse or whatever. But what we fail to realize is when we have not spent time with Jesus and not gotten to know him better, and when he is not at the center of our thinking, we shortchange
yeah.
our spouse, our children, our coworkers, and everyone else.
Yeah. These are some of the insights you're going to find when you read this new book by Randy Alcorn called Face to Face with Jesus, Seeing Him as He Really Is. And I think this will really be a helpful book for you, no matter what you're facing in life.